The science is clear. It works really well. But there is a huge mistake people are making with fasting, which not only doesn't allow them to get those benefits we just spoke about, but actually causes inflammation and weight gain when you make this mistake.
The Greek definition for metabolism is to transform. Your metabolism is designed to take food and to transform it into energy so you feel good and burn fat. We are determined to deliver the science and art of metabolism to you. We bring on the thought leaders in this space to have life-changing conversations so you could apply and upgrade your metabolism. The topics covered here include biohacking, ketosis, carnivore, fasting strategies, mindset, and metabolic health. Your body was built to be self-healing. Our goal is to identify the interference and remove it. You are a masterpiece because you are a piece of the master. Welcome to the Metabolic Freedom Podcast. My name is Ben Azadi. I'm the best-selling author of Keto Flex, and I want to thank you for spending part of your day with me.
Welcome back to the Metabolic Freedom Podcast. I'm your host, Ben Azadi, and today's episode is all about the number one intermittent fasting mistake that leads to increased inflammation and weight gain. And once you understand this mistake and this principle, you could actually apply this to all of the biohacks that you are implementing in your life. And what they all have in common is stress. And again, what you're going to learn is that stress is vital for fat loss and energy and longevity and anti-aging as long as you are adapting to the stress. So we're going to take a deep dive into some of the research on fasting and why it has become so popular. And then, of course, we'll talk about the biggest mistake and I'll give you the solutions as well. Before we dive right into this episode, I want to acknowledge today's sponsors. We have Bioptimizers, who make one of my favorite magnesium supplements that have 7 different types of magnesium in one bottle. It helps with sleep, energy, vitality. I know that the first night you take it, you'll get better sleep, more deep and REM sleep. At least that has been my experience and my students' experiences as well. So you can get actually a bottle of Bioptimizers Mag Breakthrough and any of their supplements. But if you head to bioptimizers.com/KetoCamp and use the coupon code KetoCamp10 at checkout, you'll get 10% off. We'll drop that link down below. And then we also have Upgraded Formulas, who make some incredible electrolyte products. They also have my favorite test for assessing if you have any mineral imbalances. And a lot of people do. A lot of people take supplements and they have no idea if it's actually working. Are they creating imbalances with too much copper or too much iron or whatever it is? This is a test that shows you the balance so you can actually fine-tune your supplements so you feel better and you don't guess, you test. So they have their hair mineral analysis test along with amazing supplements that are nanoparticles, and you can learn more over at upgradedformulas.com. Use the coupon code KETOSIS for 15% off your order. Without further ado, let's get into the number one mistake people make with fasting.
Intermittent fasting is one of the most popular search terms on Dr. Google and YouTube University. Rightfully so, a lot of people are getting amazing results with fasting, but not everyone. There's a mistake people make with fasting, and it's the number one mistake I see people make. I'm gonna explain what that is and how you can prevent yourself from making this mistake, or if you're making this mistake currently, how to overcome it. The popularity of intermittent fasting really took off in 2019. That's when one of the most prestigious journals, the New England Journal of Medicine, published an amazing study on the benefits of intermittent fasting. Authors reviewed more than 85 studies on fasting, and they concluded and suggested that intermittent fasting should be used as the first line of treatment for obesity, diabetes, neurodegenerative disorders, and cardiovascular disease. These studies also show that intermittent fasting have incredible anti-aging benefits as well. This meta-analysis highlighted some of the key benefits to intermittent fasting, as long as you don't make the mistake. Here are the benefits they highlighted. Increased antioxidant defenses, increased cellular repair via autophagy, increased ketones, increased mitochondria stress resistance, increased DNA repair, decrease glycogen, that's the amount of sugar your body stores, decrease protein synthesis, decrease mTOR, which is an anabolic pathway linked to cancer, and decreased insulin levels. So the science is clear. It works really well. But there is a huge mistake people are making with fasting, which not only doesn't allow them to get those benefits we just spoke about, but actually causes inflammation and weight gain when you make this mistake. And the number one mistake is people are not adapting to the stress of fasting. Yeah, it's true. Fasting is a stress to your body. This is actually where all the benefits come from, as long as you're adapting to this stressor. One of the most important lessons I've learned, I've been researching health and fitness and wellness for 16 plus years, and this right here is the most important lesson that I'm gonna teach to you right now. And it relates to fasting and other biohacks as well. The principle is called hormesis, and I'm gonna explain what that means, but I want you to think of fasting as a chainsaw. Now, a chainsaw could get you amazing results and get the job done if you know how to use that chainsaw. A chainsaw could also hurt you and cause harm if you don't know how to use that chainsaw. So more important than the tool is the person who wields it. Fasting is a tool like a chainsaw. And if you haven't read the user manual, you're gonna make mistakes. So I'm gonna teach you the user manual, and it relates to adapting to the stress of fasting. So what the heck is hormesis? Once you understand this, you could apply fasting and all the health biohacks you're doing from the lens of this principle, and you're gonna get amazing results. Hormesis is defined as a phenomenon in which a harmful substance gives stimulating and beneficial effects to living organisms, humans, when the quantity of the harmful substance is small. All right, what does that mean? The best way to describe this is from the example of exercise, which is also a stress. When you apply the right amount of exercise and you recover, you stay in what's called this hormetic zone. So you see, reactive oxygen species, ROS, which is inflammation, goes down when you stay in this zone. Antioxidants go up, activity of antioxidant enzymes go up as well. Oxidative damage goes down, oxidative damage repair goes up, and resistance to oxidative stress goes up along with it. But what happens if you exercise too much? What happens if you were a couch potato for 10 years and go do a CrossFit workout or run a marathon? You lose that hormetic curve, and you can see in the bottom there, you can see it says too high oxidative stress. When you do too much exercise or fasting, now you lose all those benefits. Reactive oxygen species goes up, the activity of antioxidant enzymes go down, oxidative damage is up, the repair is down, and resistance goes down with it. So we could apply this same principle I just showed you with exercise to fasting. Exercise and fasting are both stressors, and they're very important for amazing health results, as long as you adapt to the stressor. Meaning if you stay in your hermetic zone, you'll get all the wonderful benefits, but if you drop out, you lose it and actually hurt yourself and cause weight gain and inflammation. But here is the key thing. Everybody has a different hormetic ceiling, a different hormetic zone. Think of it this way. You see, I have two cups of water I'm holding in my hands right now. This cup in my right hand is filled to the top. The other cup has water about 1/4 filled with water. Now, if your stress bucket, you're this guy right here on the right, you got so much stress going on, chemical, physical, emotional, whatever it is, your stress bucket is full. And if you try to apply more stress, like fasting or other biohacks, you start shaking that cup, oh, and it starts spilling, and now I have water on my rug. Symptoms. You get symptoms and you lose the benefits, you drop out of that hormetic zone. But this person right here, you could shake them a lot, no spilling. You could do fasting, 24-hour fast, longer fast, and you benefit from that. Now, how do you know which one you are? How do you know if you're adapting to the stress or not? That's what I'm about to teach you. There are two ways to know if fasting is working for you or against you. The first way, you want to track your blood glucose and blood ketones throughout your fast, in the fasted state. Now, I use a company and a machine called Keto Mojo, and it's a finger prick machine. It comes with different strips for ketones and for glucose. And what you do, you just prick your finger, draw a little blood, put the glucose strip on there, put it into the meter, gives you a reading, gives you a number. You do the same thing with the ketone reading, gives you a number. You write that down. And then you go through your fast. Let's say you're 14 hours in, 16 hours in, 18 hours in. So you'll first test your blood glucose and blood ketones at the 12-hour mark of your fast. Write down your glucose. Let's say it's 86 milligrams per deciliters. Write down your ketones. Let's say it's 0.6 millimoles per liter. And then what you want to do is 3 hours later, let's say at the 15-hour mark, test again. What you want to see is the glucose drop and the ketones rise. That is a sign that you're adapting to the fast and you're benefiting, getting all the amazing benefits that come with fasting. And if you decide to fast longer, then test again 2 to 3 hours later. You want to continue to see that trend of glucose gradually dropping and ketones gradually rising. Now, what happens if you don't see that? What happens if your glucose starts to rise during a fast and your ketones maybe are not even there, or they were there and they start dropping? That's a sign that fast is too stressful for your body and your body's breaking down protein and muscle to create glucose. It's stressing your body too much, and that is not going to benefit you. It's gonna make things worse and actually cause weight gain. So if you do see the negative effect of glucose rising and ketones dropping, you wanna shorten your fasting window and build it back up like a muscle. We'll talk more about that later. And if you wanna get the Keto Mojo machine, it's pretty cheap. You could get it delivered to your house. Go to ketocampmachine.com. I'll drop a link for that in the notes down below.
I wanna share a snippet from a recent conversation I had with Mike Feldstein, founder of Jasper, episode 704, where we dig into one of the biggest health discoveries I made in 2023, air quality. So you developed Jasper. You can see I actually always have my Jasper in the corner here, but I decided to put it here. But I want to share with you, Mike, how I discovered Jasper. I had Ryan Blazer, a mutual friend. He discovered mold in my home, discovered hydrogen sulfide from the preserves. And we essentially said, we got to get out of here. I said, what can I do in the meantime, Ryan? I have this air purifying machine and I'm thinking about getting this company. And he said, that's a good Honda Accord. And I said, okay, what's like the Ferrari then? He goes, you got to get Jasper. So I immediately bought two. And I got to tell you, Mike, I love the Jasper, man. It's the best air purifying machine I've ever had. And I've had several for many, many years. I tell my students to get them all the time. But what I love about it, the settings, right? It's on right now and you can't hear it. It's very quiet and it's showing that it's excellent air quality right now. If I were to, let's say, cook on my gas, and I saw this when we first moved in, we have a gas stove and we didn't turn on the vent. And then I told my fiance, turn on the vent, we're using the gas stove. So it smelled like gas. And then I looked at my Jasper and it was yellow and then it went red. So it picked that up, right? Which is super cool. So it's showing me in real time that the environment is not safe. So maybe open up some windows and do some things in the meantime. One of the things I love about it too is that I have one in my bedroom overnight. Every night I turn it on and I put it on the full setting where now you could hear it, but it's like a white noise. And I actually sleep better with that. So I have that thing running 24/7 in the bedroom. I got three of them right now. If you find my experience relatable and my journey hits close to home for you, I am glad to share this code with you. For podcast listeners, swing by jasper.co, J-A-S-P-R.co, and use the coupon code KETOKAMP, K-E-T-O-K-A-M-P, at checkout to save $200 on your own Jasper and start breathing clean Jasper air.
The second metric to know if fasting is working for you or against you is to track something called heart rate variability. And there are numerous ways to track heart rate variability. I use something called an Oura Ring, and I'll drop a link for them if you want to get it. But Apple Watches, Fitbits, Whoop Bands, a continuous HRV monitor called Hanu Health also does it, and other different devices out there track it. Get a device and track it, because heart rate variability is arguably the greatest marker for your nervous system. What heart rate variability is looking at is if your nervous system is adapting to the stress of fasting. You see, you have two primary branches to your nervous system. You have your sympathetic branch, which is your fight or flight. Adrenaline is produced, cortisol is produced, and this is very important in short spurts. Then we have the other branch, which is opposite, called the parasympathetic branch, which is rest, relax, digestion, elimination, detoxification. That's also important, and one of the most important ways to build up that hormetic ceiling is to go back and forth between sympathetic and parasympathetic. Heart rate variability is showing you how good your nervous system is at going back and forth, adapting to the stress. So here's how you monitor this. You want to start tracking your HRV for 7 days in a row. Then you want to get the average of those 7 days. Some days might be 33, 56, 97, depending. We're all different and our genetics play a role here. So don't compare your HRV to your partner. It'll drive you crazy, but get your average. So let's say your average is 42 for those 7 days. Then you start practicing fasting. And when you track it the next day, that next morning, you wanna see that HRV at your average or higher. If you see it plummet, that fast was too much of a stress. Your nervous system did not adapt. And now you dropped out of that hormetic ceiling. and you're losing the benefits and actually harming yourself. You could also use HRV as a way to track if different biohacks are working for you or against you, like cold plunge and sauna and exercise and red light therapy. It's such a great tool. I'll drop links for Hanu Health and the Oura Ring, which are the two devices I use to track HRV. I'll put it in the notes down below. So an overview here, if glucose rises and ketones drop during a fast, shorten your fasting window. If you're doing 16 hours, go to 12 hours and build it back up. If you see your HRV dropping, same protocol, shorten your fasting window, build it back up. But if you see good markers for glucose and ketones and HRV is steadily improving, fast on. Think of fasting as a muscle. You wanna develop over time and build it up and build it up so you can get all those incredible benefits we spoke about. If you'd like to learn more about fasting, I wrote a best-selling book you could get for free called The Intermittent Fasting Cheat Sheet, where I answer the top 20 questions on fasting and back it up with science. You can read this in about an hour and you're really gonna understand this incredible tool called intermittent fasting. Head over to fastingcheatsheet.com or click the link in the notes down below to get it.
I hope you enjoyed that episode. Don't make the mistake. Track your glucose and ketones. Track your HRV. We're going to put all of the episode resources that I mentioned in the notes down below. You could also check out our sponsors, Jasper, Upgraded Formulas, Bioptimizers down below with all the coupon codes. If you want to watch the video version of today's release and all of our podcast release, that's on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/ketocamp. If you didn't listen to our previous episode with Connie Zack from Sunlighten, all about the amazing benefits of infrared heat therapy for fat loss, inflammation relief, anti-aging benefits, go listen to that. That was a fantastic conversation. And then this Friday, a couple days from today, we have Dr. Sean O'Mara coming back to the podcast for an incredible masterclass on visceral fat. This was even better than our first episode in the studio here in Miami. So stay tuned for that. That'll come out on Friday. And then on Saturday, we have a new episode coming out all about what would happen inside of your body if you quit sugar for 14 days. Six insane benefits that happen when you quit sugar for 14 days. Stay tuned for that. Thanks so much for spending part of your day with me. I love you. I appreciate you. I have a ton of vitamin G for you. Leave the show a rating and review. I'll see you on the next episode. This podcast is for information purposes only. Statements and views expressed on this podcast are not medical advice. This podcast, including Benazadi, disclaim responsibility from any possible adverse effects from the use of information contained herein. Opinions of guests are their own, and this podcast does not accept responsibility of statements made by guests. This podcast does not make any representations or warranties about guest qualifications or credibility. Individuals on this podcast may have a direct or non-direct interest in products or services referred to herein. If you think you have a medical problem, consult a licensed physician.